So, hello everyone. Thanks for joining. So today I'm going to make a presentation titled Running Containers Under Systemd, Exploring Podman Quadlets. So on today's schedule, a short words about me. Then we will talk about Podman, and the interesting part would be Podman Quadlets. And then we will do a demo to explore and see how we can use it to run Podman resources with Systemd. So about myself, I'm a software engineer at Red Hat. I've joined the Podman desktop team a little bit more than 1 year ago. And that's my first time at FOSDEM also. So while working on Podman desktop and Podman, we saw that one big challenge is moving from a local environment to a production environment. In pretty big company, we often have two teams, the development team, which are playing with containers, starting them, pulling them from Docker.io, and often have a need to orchestrate them, because having one container running is nice, but having them communicate is better. So we see Compose being used in a lot of projects, and this is a nice tool to run things locally. But on the ops team, for orchestrating containers, we often use Kubernetes, because it offers way more extensibility, scalability, and it's not the same format. Compose is a specific YAML file, and transforming it into Kubernetes YAML is often a complicated task. So we have this wall of discrepancy between those two teams. And in companies where, or in places where we don't have two teams and only have developer, we often see Compose in a production environment, like when you don't want to bother having a full Kubernetes cluster or only have a small VPS, a single server node, you are pretty frustrated to have to deploy a full Kubernetes, so you find alternative solution. So what is Podman? So Podman, for the name Pod Manager, before going into that in details, the main mission of Podman is managing containers and images. It's compliant with the Open Container Initiative, OCI. And why you should use it? It's open source. It has been recently donated to the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, the CNCF. And it can mostly do everything that Docker can do. And it's one of its other goals than just managing containers is trying to address the challenge that I was talking earlier. And by this name, Pod Manager, we can see Pod, the unit resource of Kubernetes. What that mean? It means that Podman aims to support natively, without having a full cluster environment, Kubernetes resources. So you can, in the same file spec, take a pod, a deployment, a volume, service or config map, and run them directly onto your machine with a Podman installed. For the demo next, I will use Podman Desktop, which is a UI tool for containers engine, containers with an S, because don't be tricked by the name. It's aimed to work mainly with Podman, but if you have Docker installed, Lima, or any other container engine, you can explore your containers with it. And this tool aims to bridge also the gap to go further, because it allows you to explore Kubernetes cluster resources in addition of Podman resources. But as I said earlier, the challenge is my local developer don't want to have a full Kubernetes cluster because it's just too much, too many features, too many elements, and it's taking all my CPU on my machine. So what do you get if you squash a Kubernetes kubelet? You get a quadlet. So what's a quadlet? Quadlets came pretty recently in version of Podman to find a way to better integrate Podman resources with Systemd. So why? So first, we wanted a way, just like we do with Kubernetes, to take Podman resources and make them run with Systemd. So we wanted something declarative. And to do that, we created something that we called a systemd generator. So this is something for systemd that anyone can write. It's an executable that is launched at runtime or at reload time very early. And it aims to transform configuration file into dynamically generate unit files. So you write you declare your quadlet, your container quadlet, which represents a Pullman resources. You transform it. It is converted through the quadlet systemd generator into a systemd file, and it just runs on your machine. Why not just writing a systemd unit file? Because systemd unit files are often very host specific, like where is Podman installed, where is your container engine installed. And we want to be able to just commit this file. I want to commit this configuration file and reuse it somewhere else and update over a server where I can just deploy it. And why just trying to do that with systemd? Because on my VPS machine, on my small server, I want to have a lifecycle which is predictable. If my server is rebooted, I want my container, my resources to be rebooted. I don't want to have to do some tricky magic to have it alive. And systemd is predictable because it's what makes all the services on the machine running. And for how it articulates for the configuration file, it's just using some kind of it's this systemd syntax with some syntax sugar in addition, which allowing you to define your resources. And we saw a growing number of tools around this since it has been introduced, such as Podlet, which if you don't want to write this configuration file, you can run your container and generate the quadlet for it. But enough word, just let's see what it looks like. So for example, here, it's a quadlet container, like the very basic NGX services. And you can see some very familiar option, like the publish port, which is an option that everyone is using, the container name, the image, which is a Docker.io images. And why writing that? As I said earlier, why not just writing the systemd services? Because having a full systemd services for a host is very host specific and is very verbose. And it's easier to write something like this, the one on the left, and the one on the right. So let's just go into the demo. So first, let's take Podman resources. So for this demo, I will just, is it zoomed enough? Yep. So let's create a detached resources. We can name it NGX for them. We can publish a port, and we will use this. So this is very traditional way of running a container. I know that it's running. Now let's open Podman Desktop. So this is a GUI tool that I was talking earlier. And Podman Desktop has been made to be extensible. It's very inspired from VS Code, so a lot of things work with extension. And it has an extension to support quadlets, and it offers a few options. So as I said earlier, we have a growing number of tools with run quadlets. And from here, I can just go here and have an additional option, which is generate quadlet from the resources that I started from the terminal, generate it. And we can see that we are getting back the resources that I was showing earlier. So we transform the command, the resources that we created in the terminal, to a file. And if we decided to just, I could just copy this file, commit it to a repository, and reuse it on any Podman machine. You just need to have systemd installed. So this can be a hard requirement for some people. So let's load that into the machine. And seems to be completed. And I have it here. And let's open the details of this file. So this is the generated element. This is the horrible one that systemd is going to be run. This is generated, as I was saying. And this is the source file that you should commit and reuse. You need to place it in some specific folder. So here, Podman Desktop did that for us. you need to place it in the either in the user space or in the root space to have it run as root or not. You have to choose. But since it's managed by systemd, you need to use journalctl to be able to follow the logs. And here it is what we did. And I can just enable the services. And if we go back into the containers list, we can see here that we have a different icon because Podman Desktop is able to detect that the container here in our case is managed by systemd. And we can just stop the services here. So disabling the systemd services will kill the container and remove it. But we are rarely just having one containers. We often are in a situation where we have a big compose file or tons of containers that we want to orchestrate. So let's just quickly show an example here of a compose file that I took online. There is like three containers, one which is a NGX reverse proxy, a backend which is just a Flask application which is built from this folder, and a Mongo application which acts as a database. So let's just run that to see if it works. So for a lot of commands, such as compose, Podman is also able to act as a replacement in most cases. So let's start it. And let's go back to our Podman desktop application. And we can see here that we have our compose application running. Let's see if I can access it nice. If I can access it, so let's open in the browser. Here we'll see, hello from the MongoDB client. So okay, it's working, great. But I did nothing new, I just ran a compose application here. So let's go back here, and let's see if I can, okay, I can generate a quadlet from this file. Podman Desktop is able to detect that this compose application was from this compose file, and give us a few options. We can generate container cube type, container quadlet type, cube type, or pod type. For our example here, we will generate, because I was talking about the gap between the development environment and the production environment, I will generate a cube quadlet, which is a specific kind of quadlet. So let's do that. And we can see here that we have a few options and a lot of verbose YAML Kubernetes-like. So we can see here, similar to our previous NGX container resources, we have a kube resources. Podman Desktop can manage Kubernetes resources. You just need to show where they are. So here we are linking our resources, and we can find back the containers, so the NGX reverse proxy, our Flask application, and the Mongo. And let's just choose where we want to deploy it, and load that into the machine. Go back here. But compared to our previous step, I want to change maybe something. Oh, sorry. KubeYAML cannot rebuild containers. Podman can. In our KubeYAML file here, we only have Flask. Flask is a folder in our working directory. Podman Desktop is able to detect that you are pointing to this, and since in the definition here, we added the build argument. If I'm building it here, which it should be, okay, we have some good logs here. We can see that it's mounting. Oh, it's doing pip install, hoping the connection will be right. It seems it is. And obviously, it fails because I have my compose application running and it's conflicting between my ports. So let's stop all of that first. Let's do some cleanup. Let's go back to our pods and let's start it again. Okay, I need to restart it. It's not. Let's see, I have nothing. Okay, I have nothing now. And doing the build again. And seems to be good. enough logs probably running. Go back here. Oh, and we can see that we have our different containers with the icons saying that they are managed by systemd. And let's see if we have the right text. Open in browser. Hello, first them. So that was laborious, but hope it will get better in the future. So to conclude, Podman really tried to bridge between local environments and production environments. Learning Compose is something already pretty hard as learning Kubernetes. So why not just running Kubernetes resources locally without having the overwhelm complexity of a full cluster? Quadlet, in addition of that, and in combination of that, allow you to tie Podman resources with systemd, so having them predictable lifecycle and reuse resources easily. And thanks for listening. This is a link to an article giving more details about Podman and the Quadlets. If you have any question, I think we have a few minutes.
No, we're out of time. Thank you.
I will be outside if you have any questions.